Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Hour number two, Getaway Friday, March the 19th, 2021. Last day of the winter of 2021. Spring comes at 5:47 tomorrow morning. In studio with Angie Evers, second hour of Friday Night Live. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you anytime you would like to dial the digits and get in on the conversation. 740-383-9944. Now, in hour number one, we learned about the spelling of donut and how D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T is the edible food, and D-O-N-U-T is like the thing you sit on. And we also learned about Tonghulu, the art of taking sugar and boiling it, and then putting a skewer on your favorite fruit and dumping it in the pan and then letting it dry. Candied fruit. Tonghulu.
I mean, that does sound good. I guess if you had the right fruit.
Well, I don't dislike Tonghulu.
No.
I think it sounds good.
Are you going to make me some?
Well, it's possible.
Yeah.
Wonder if you can Tonghulu a blueberry.
Probably.
Wonder why this is a Chinese thing. I wonder why you can't touch the sugar once you put it in the boiling water. Wonder if this is like a deviled egg.
Uh-oh. The deviled egg.
Well, somebody asked me the other day about that in the store, and I do have the things, but I'm just the containers. But I don't know if I can put them in the microwave or not. It doesn't say microwave.
Do you have to boil them, like, in the container?
So I don't know. Maybe.
But you crack them.
And yeah, you crack the egg.
Put the egg in the container and then boil them, so that way you don't have to deal with the shell at all.
Right. Put the contents of the egg in the container and then boil the container, and then apparently you open up the thing and the egg comes out and it's ready to go, which I don't really understand, because how does the yolk turn into the little ball that when you cut it, it comes out and you can make the deviled egg a goo?
Yeah, I wonder if it cooks them different.
I just don't know how that would work.
I'm not sure either. You're going to have to try it and see.
Because isn't that what you use? You use the yolk, mustard, and Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
People get that combination wrong. And you can always tell. It's like the everything sauce. If you don't know what it's supposed to taste like, you can really mess up a deviled egg.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever made deviled eggs myself.
They're very easy if you can get the shell off.
Just don't use new eggs. That to me doesn't make sense, but I know that's what everybody says. You can't use fresh eggs. You have to use older eggs, but I wonder why. I wonder why that is.
See, I don't understand that, because how do you know how long the eggs have been at the store?
Yeah, you don't.
So what's an old egg compared to a new egg?
I guess it has to sit in your fridge for at least a week.
Well, what if they're old eggs at the store?
Well, I don't know. I mean, do eggs expire? I mean, I know they put an expiration date, but I mean, I know I've used eggs beyond the date on the container.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, should you refrigerate pizza sauce?
Oh, I heard you ask that the other day.
But I'm not sure. It's not refrigerated in the store.
Right, but if you open it, you need to refrigerate it.
Why?
Because I'm sure on the container it says refrigerate after opening.
Well, I wonder what's in there that's going to spoil because you
The air gets to it. I mean, you would think that would with a lot of things.
But if you reseal, it's not like there's a wrapper around the lid. If you reseal the lid, what would be the difference?
Well, it's kept cold. So, like,
it's like jelly.
Probably so bacteria doesn't
like,
grow.
Like jelly and chocolate. Now, people keep those in their refrigerator. But in the store, they're on the shelf.
Yeah, but does it say on the container, refrigerate after opening?
But see, what is that? Why after opening?
Probably because the air hits it.
And what does air do to it?
I don't know.
Does anybody know why you have to now, chocolate, why chocolate? Why do you have to refrigerate chocolate?
I don't refrigerate chocolate.
You don't refrigerate the chocolate syrup?
Oh, like chocolate syrup, yes.
See, why?
Probably because it says to refrigerate after opening. I don't know.
But in the store, it's not refrigerated.
No, but a lot of things in the store aren't refrigerated.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Why does opening them change the contents of the product?
I would say probably bacteria can grow.
Getting a message. We can go to the message board here.
Okay.
Okay. It's yolk. What did I say?
I don't know.
Yolk? Whatever. Mustard and Miracle Whip, not mayo. I said Miracle Whip, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But your eggs... They have to be old by Easter. I don't understand. I think this person's drunk. Tomatoes have to be at 40 and below after they are out. Well, why? I don't know. Does it make any sense to you? I don't think this person's making any sense tonight.
Well, I don't know. I just, if it says refrigerated after opening, I would refrigerate after opening because there's a reason they put that on there.
Yeah, but what does air do to chocolate? What does air do to jelly?
Well, is there not like milk products in chocolate?
Not in jelly.
Well, no, not in jelly. I don't know what the jar of jelly says.
But people refrigerate it.
Yeah.
Once it's opened.
Right.
But in the store, it's not.
That's because it hasn't been opened.
Like, I have 4 or 5 cans of apple butter.
Out on the counter?
Yeah. I don't think they've ever been opened.
Oh, well, if they've never been opened.
But what's in apple butter that's going to cause it to spoil?
I have no idea.
See, it's all very confusing. Does anybody know why we need to refrigerate these things? I'm not even sure you do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Well, I'm not taking the chance.
Well, I just don't understand why
we're...
I don't
want food poisoning.
Well, no. I mean, I put everything in the refrigerator. I put potatoes in the refrigerator.
Potatoes?
Well, sure. You don't want them to spoil. When the air hits them, they go funny. But what I'm saying is I don't understand. See, somebody doesn't understand this either. This is a long-term problem. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, here's what you do. This is an experiment. Get 2 identical jars of jelly, 2 identical things of chocolate, put one in the refrigerator, and leave one out, and see which one molds first.
So you think the one that's out will collect mold?
Yes. A lot faster than the one in the refrigerator.
So what is it about that causes that, do you
think? Once air gets to it, bacteria gets to it.
Oh.
And if you keep it in your refrigerator, bacteria doesn't grow in a cold environment.
So would this apply also to, like, vegetables and bananas and things like that? Bread? If you kept your bread in the refrigerator, would it not mold?
It's Some people do that.
Yeah, it'll mold, and it'll be really hard, and it'll only be good for toast.
So how long do you think this prolongs? Like, if I left the jelly out, how soon?
I've had jelly for, I've actually had jelly for months.
Months, right. So if I take the jelly and I do not refrigerate it, how long do you think it's going to stay before it molds?
Depending on the humidity in the air and the temperature, could be 3 weeks, could be a month, I don't know.
Well, see, this always becomes a thing, like, after you cook something. Like, have you ever had people over, and let's say chip dip's a big one. Now, you get the chip dip out. Now, clearly, that needs to be refrigerated. But
if
you
it
leave
has dairy in it.
Right, but you leave it out because people are putting it on their plate, and let's say your party goes 3 hours, which is, 3 or 4 hours, typical party, and you haven't put that back in. Now, when you put it back in, is it going to be spoil? How long does it take something dairy like that being out to spoil?
Personally, if I had a party and I left chip dip out for 3 hours, when I did go to clean it up, I would throw it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but
I would not put it back in the fridge.
Right, but see, how do we know in the grocery store that somebody didn't bring that chip dip up and say, I'm not going to buy that chip dip, and the bagger there left it over sitting on the side for 3 hours, and then said, well, it's still got a little chill, let's put it back on the shelf, and then you bought it.
That leaves them open to a potential lawsuit now, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know how you would know.
Well, if you bought the chip dip at the store and brought it home and ate it and got sick and traced it back to the store, that's a potential lawsuit right there.
Yeah, but I think the problem with that would be when you go to the hospital with food poisoning, they have no idea what caused it. They go, well, what have you...
Stores have video cameras.
that's some days they're hooked up and some days they're not.
Well, let's hope that day it is.
Let's hope. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
To me, that's like a false paradise. I've worked in restaurants. And if you went back to the kitchen before you ate, you might not eat.
Yeah.
If you saw the person who was cooking your food, or you saw how it was being cooked, I think you would not eat there. I mean, I really do. You disagree with this?
Well,
I don't work in a restaurant anymore, so I don't think it really matters at this point. But I when I worked at a restaurant when I was in college, I know if people could have seen the kitchen, they would have been just... I think they would have thought twice.
I mean, I suppose that could happen anywhere. But that's why you don't look.
Right, that's why I say it's a false paradise. It's a false sense of security. Because people will go in and look at the dining room. And I say, well, a dining room gauges how clean this place is. But that's not true at all.
Oh, no. Different people work in the dining room than back in the kitchen.
That's right. And your server could be, very poor hygienically. It's the cook who you really need to look at. But you're not going to get to see the cook.
Right, in most restaurants, you don't see who is cooking the food.
And I don't know how they would ever trace. I mean, if stores, to be honest with you, they don't even know how long stuff has been out. I mean, how would you know? There's so many people working in it's not like one register, one bagger. These are big conglomerate stores. Most of the time, you have no idea how long something's been sitting out. Now, you can get the answer that, yes, they just throw everything away. But that doesn't always happen. If it's a new person, they might put it back on the shelf. You don't know. This is why people should not take stuff off the shelf they don't want.
I mean, I think if I were to... Well, I've probably done that before. I've probably picked up something that I didn't want and said, I'm sorry, I don't want this.
Right, and if you're busy, what do you do?
Yeah, but I mean, I would probably try to put it back if I could.
All I'm saying is that if you're having a party, I really don't think the chip dip's going to spoil in 4 hours. I would find that highly unlikely.
I mean, I don't eat chip dip, but I'm really picky, so I probably wouldn't eat it if I knew it was sitting out for a long time.
But would you know?
Well, if I was at the party, yes, I would know.
What if you came late?
I would assume. I would see if it was cold. If it's not cold, then...
What if it's in a cold climate?
It's probably not that cold of a climate.
I don't know. I just think there are a lot of ifs, ands, or buts about food.
That's why I'm really funny about food. Like, I'm just really funny, and because I don't want to get sick from eating something bad.
Well, I don't think anybody does, but the problem is there are a lot of misjudges that people can make with food. You know, you can undercook meat. You can overcook it. You can leave dairy out too long. There can be dairy in something you don't even know has dairy in it, and you leave it out. A lot of times you don't even know what people put in this stuff.
Right. I guess when you have a party, maybe you should just, I don't know, put stuff away. Or get stuff that doesn't have to be refrigerated. Or put things on ice.
Well, first of all, I just want to clear this up about the chip dip. I have not left chip dip out that long. Frankly, when I throw a party, the chip dip's empty by the time I get to it. It's not sitting out there for 4 hours.
Yeah. I have a container that you can put, like, chips in. And then you can have a... you can put that chip dip container in. But you can put ice underneath it.
I mean, we can all be nose up in the air. But how many people have had deviled eggs at their party? Who goes over and puts those right in the refrigerator as soon as you eat them?
Probably not too many.
Not too many people. But now we all turn our nose up in the air and say, oh, we're going to throw those deviled eggs away. And we're not... That's not what happens. That's
right.
Not reality.
I would say probably a couple hours, though. I'm just really finicky, so I would probably put them away.
I smell it. If it smells spoiled...
But is it going to smell spoiled within, like, a few hours? Probably not.
Well, then it's probably not spoiled.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably just wouldn't eat it.
I don't know. I still am not sure why air... That to me, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It may be true.
This is, I was looking it up. It says, when food is refrigerated, germs grow slowly, and the food is safe for a longer time. Without refrigeration, germs grow quickly and can make people sick.
Right, but aren't those lids, isn't that why you can leave jelly on the store shelf? Because they're airtight?
Because it hasn't been opened, but once it's opened, like this says, even once you pop that seal...
You're telling me that is some unbreakable seal? The Smuckers are, that's some, like, NASA seal when you go home and pop. It's ruined.
Once that pops, then it can grow germs and bacteria.
I don't know.
This says, simply loosening the lid of a vacuum-packed food product to break the seal is enough to permit bacteria and mold growth.
But I guess, what is the dairy in jelly? I'm just confused. Because you leave bread out, you leave potatoes out, you leave tomatoes out, you leave chips out, you leave all the... What is it in jelly that is growing mold quickly?
Okay, so it says jelly contains little or no sugar. It says jelly that contains little or no sugar will go bad quickly, as there is little to nothing to stabilize its moisture content.
Jelly has no sugar in it?
Well, I said jelly that contains little. Say if you bought, like, sugar-free jelly.
But let's talk about real jelly.
Real jelly.
So what's in real jelly that's causing the issue here?
I don't know.
What's in chocolate syrup that's causing the issue?
But, I mean, don't you think it's just when the air gets to it? I mean,
no,
you don't think that's it?
People in the old days didn't do this. They didn't refrigerate all this stuff.
Yeah, but they probably didn't have all this stuff to refrigerate.
Jelly?
I don't know.
I think they just ate it. Said, heck with it. That's why they had strong stomachs.
You think?
Well, I know a lot of older people have much stronger stomachs than young people.
Yeah.
Young people eat like a spicy chip, and they've got to get the Maalox out. Old people, they eat molded jelly, and they're just, ooh, give me some more. Give me another cracker. You know, they don't care. They ain't throwing it away. This is Depression era people.
Yeah.
They used to eat the tablecloth.
Probably.
Yeah, they didn't care.
I don't know. I wouldn't eat something that needs to be refrigerated. If I seen that something was left open, like, I know my daughter has left, like, say, the ranch dressing out there for a while. She was on a kick with, she would eat pizza with ranch dressing. And then she would leave the ranch dressing out all night. And then I would just pitch it because...
Well, ranch dressing is dairy-based.
Right. But I got on her because I'm like, I don't have money to keep buying you ranch dressing. So I had to get on her.
You know how you fix that? You give her some of the ranch dressing that's been out all night. And there will be no more ranch dressing kick.
Yeah. I couldn't do that to her.
No, people used to do that, though, to their kids. People were... You remember when kids, like, if a kid was afraid to swim, they'd throw them in the biggest, deepest part of the pool?
Mm-hmm.
And if kids were afraid of heights, they'd take them up on the highest mountain and throw them down on roller skates? Parents used to get these things done.
Yeah.
You know, parents have become a little dainty as time has went on.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I mean, my parents wouldn't do that to me. So.
Yeah, here's one for you. Here's one for all you people. How many times have you ever went into a restaurant and saw ketchup and mustard out on the table?
Right.
But do you leave it out on the table at home?
No.
Oh, why is that?
Probably because, does ketchup have vinegar in it?
Why do we refrigerate it at home, but in the restaurant we'll just pour that ketchup all over everything that's been sitting on that table for days?
Oh, I know, and then they would pour, like... We would pour the one, if it was almost empty, we'd pour it into the other jar, you know?
You know, that's why they can never really trace food poisoning, because nobody eats just one thing and then gets sick. What did I have today? Well, I had a tub of chip dip, and that's all I've eaten. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And you know what the hospital normally is? They don't ever tell you it's food. We think you might have food poisoning. We don't really know.
Well, I'm sure they could run tests and see if you have, like, salmonella.
I don't know. I'm scared of I have known a couple people who've had medical issues in the last week, and I'm telling you, woo, I don't know what's going on. Glad I'm not sick currently.
Yeah. I wonder if the hospital is still really overwhelmed or they're doing better.
I don't know. I heard a story. I mean, I'm not going to say who it was, but that somebody was getting in a wheelchair to be discharged from the hospital, and they dropped him on the floor.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know, I think I would sue the hospital. I mean, I'm not one of these litigation-happy people, but that's big. I mean, if you're in the hospital, you're sick, and they would drop you on the floor?
Yeah, that's not good. I bet somebody got in trouble for that one.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah.
And I wonder, because you know, see, here's the problem. These nurses think they can just do it all. You know, and I like nurses, but they think, oh, yeah, I can help you in your chair. And then here comes the 600-pound guy, and he's on the floor next thing you know.
Yeah. I mean, I know I couldn't do that. I mean, I would be like, hey, I need to get some help. Give me just a minute, and you would get help.
I am not a good patient.
Are you stubborn?
See, I don't, because people in hospitals, I think they have like a superiority complex. You know, and that just rubs me the wrong way.
Like people like, as in... The patients or the people working?
No, I think the people, like, they will get snappy with you. Like, you have got to keep your arms straight.
Well, I mean, I think it probably depends on the nurse.
Well, I just rip the thing right off then.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I wouldn't do that if I worked in the hospital.
But you've seen that.
Oh, yeah. Certain nurses are probably really stern. But, I mean, I can imagine the kind of people they deal with.
I'm sure
it would be frustrating.
I've about been thrown out of hospitals twice. And I was not the patient either time.
Yeah.
But they came in, and they approach wrong. See, and that's the problem.
Oh, yeah, I can believe it.
And that's a time when you have somebody in the hospital who's sick and you're with them. That's not a good time to approach somebody in a wrong manner.
Definitely not.
No, and I'm just telling the truth that I had to get nasty with these people.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm a nasty person in general.
No.
But in those I am not, I don't care what people think. You know, so I will become obnoxious in those situations.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time, and I love telling this story because I think I saw it happen. I was there with an elderly woman who had bruised her hip, and they had her up on the edge of the bed getting ready to discharge her, and it was a busy day in the hospital, and something went on. I don't know what went on. I still don't know what happened. But they needed that room very quick. So this nurse comes in and grabbed her, said, "We need this room," and grabbed her by the legs and started to swing her back. Now, she's got a bruised hip. Now, she screams. You know, she said, "My hip." And this irritated me.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, stop that." And the woman said, "I need this room." And I said, "You're going to need it for yourself if you keep this up." Now, see, right there, we were on bad terms. And she says to me, one of those. She had nothing to say after that. Not so talkative after that. So then she said, "Well, I need this room." And I said, "I don't care." Because by that point, our communication has been shut down. You see. And then she said, "Well, I'm going to call security." And I said, "Go for it." And then there are nurses gathering at this point in the hallway.
Viewing you. Probably.
Viewing me. And I walked out there to them. And I said, "Are you going to tend to this person if she keeps up this manner? Because she's going to need this room." And then, like that. They don't have nothing to say. They're all looking down. So then here comes this security guard, and God bless his heart, he's like 65 years old, 350 pounds, and he's walking. He looks like he needs to be in the hospital. And I looked at him, and I said, "You're going to throw me out?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "I don't think so." I mean, you and who? And he's trying to, "Sir, you need to come with me." I said, "You need like a gun or a billy club or something. Because you are not intimidating me to leave this hot." I said, "If I'm a gang member in here right now, I would have already taken you out. I mean, there would have been, what if I'm one of these people like gangs? You'd be on the floor right now. You're not moving quick enough, man." And he said, "I think you need to come with me." And I said, there's probably a donut somewhere in this hospital with your name on it. I think you should go find it. That'll be a lot safer place for you to be at this point. And so this is not a pleasant conversation we're having, you see. So then it just kind of deteriorated out at that point because then the person was allowed to go. But am I wrong in this?
I don't know.
Oh, no. No, see, when you hurt somebody who I care about, you have opened up a can of worms. Now, that's the one thing that you and I will have a problem with.
Yeah.
Whoever the person is who does that. You'll find out quickly that I can be unpleasant.
Well, you know.
That I will never forget that, and I don't regret that one bit. And that's been many years ago now.
But, so, they discharged her and then you guys left?
Just left.
So, I don't know why they didn't do that in the first place.
Morons.
Right. I mean, I would say that probably should have been handled different by the nursing staff.
Yeah. Oh, and they called and apologized, by the way.
Oh, did they?
The end of that story is I went home, and this was the beginning of the Facebook era, and I Facebooked that story.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a private message from one of the administrators at the hospital who happened to be one of my Facebook friends and asked me what time of day this had happened, what day it was, so on and so forth. And I got a call from the head nurse And she said, I will find out who that was, and I will talk to them. Now, did they? I don't know. But they did call.
Well, that's good.
And they apologized. I didn't.
Well, I mean, sometimes people just have to be put in their place.
Well, isn't that the truth? Because sometimes people just run amok.
Right.
And you gotta just put them in their place. I don't think that you have to do that all the time, but I think, you know, you can't be hurting people.
No. No.
No, I think acting that way just out of the blue is rude. But, no, you hurt somebody, then it's all hands on deck.
Right. But I'm sure, like, you know, I know a lot of the type of people that the hospital deals with. So I can only imagine, you know, I can imagine what they deal with on a daily basis. So they probably just get really frustrated really easy. But definitely that what they did was not right.
No, and 90% of the experiences I've ever had in the hospital have been fine. But that was not a good one.
No. Nope.
And I don't know who that security guard was. God bless him. But, I mean, really, should that be your security guard? I mean, we're talking about security. I mean, I got to thinking, I mean, you know, if I'm in the hospital and somebody's trying to break into my room, that guy ain't going to stop them.
Yeah, that was probably way before they had, you know, they have the guards at the door now. They run you through the metal detector and they look through your purse.
Oh, yeah, that was before that.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably because so many people went in there and beat people up and that security guard was taking a nap.
Could have been.
He's probably since went on to his reward.
Could have. Yeah.
He looked like that day. He was pretty close to it.
Uh-oh.
When the security guard is gingerly moving towards you, you see, that's one of those positions you can't be ginger. You got to be quick. You got to be active. You got to be moving. When he's moving, he's got, like, you know, limpage. This is a problem.
You don't think he could have ran after you?
I don't think he could have run, period.
No.
I think a brisk walk was out of the question for him.
Well,
But I really had the anger toward that nurse who grabbed the leg.
Yeah, they definitely did not do the right thing there.
I mean, I really had no anger toward the security guard.
Right.
Just that he was, I don't know, wrong place, wrong time, I guess. You've never did that? I mean, like if somebody attacked your kid, you wouldn't go crazy?
Oh, well, no. I mean, there was one time, the kids were all playing in the street. Well, we lived in where there was, like, no cars in the street anyway. But just all the neighbor kids, they were all together playing ball. Well, the ball went into one of the person's yards, a lady's yard. Well, she came out, and Nally was probably only, like, 6, 7 at the time. She came out and threw the ball at Natalie and it hit her. Now this lady was probably in her 60s. So,
and you just calmly walked away and went in the house, right?
No, Natalie came home because they were on the next street over. So Natalie came home and she was shaking. She was scared to death. And like, she's like, Mom, this lady just threw the ball at me and hit me. So I did march over there, and I had a few words with her. Yeah.
See, but now, so why were you looking at me like I should not have done what I did?
I don't know. And, you know, somebody else, we had some issues. Somebody had cut Nally's hair down at the park, and I found out who did it. And so I did march to that kid's mom's house and had a few words with her.
Sometimes you have to do these things.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that's the way you act in everyday life, but some people seem to only respond to anger like that. But I always do it in this tone.
Yeah.
You know, I never yell. I'm not a yeller.
Well, that's kind of like kids, though. I mean, kids, like my kids, they would only listen to me if I were to go crazy. Like, if I were to, like, yell and go all crazy, which I don't do very often because that's just not me. And that's the only time they would ever listen to me. They're like, whoa, mom's nuts. So I think kids are like that a lot of times. They don't listen to you unless you go off your handle. Like, I don't know.
I think that story sticks out to me because it's one of the rare times that's ever happened. Even anything like that. Where I've really had to get, you know, knuckle down on somebody.
Yeah.
Because normally, I don't care.
Right.
But I felt that that was so inappropriate and so wrong. Does anybody agree here that sometimes you just got to let it fly? You can only take so much, and then you have to be unkind. Now, I'm not saying we should be unkind people every day. Matter of fact, I preach every day on here that we need to be a kinder society to people. But there are situations that do warrant stern knowledge to these people that they should not push any further because it's not going to end well for them.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Does anybody feel this way? 740-383-9944. Like, I have a relative who, he would have, if people thought I was difficult, he would have just, he'd have flattened that nurse. He would have. There's no doubt in my mind. He just had no patience for anything. And I never saw him flatten a nurse, but I saw him flatten other people. He just had no... I don't know where his patience were. He didn't have patience for anything.
Well, I'm just... Like, I'm a pretty laid-back person, so... You know. A lot of things don't bother me too bad, but... I think the older I get, the less I tolerate. I don't know if it's like that with everybody, though.
I think sometimes people don't realize, like, they'll look at somebody and they'll say, well, that's a nice, easy person. And they think they can continue to push and do things and say little snide things. And then one day they go a little too far. And they, you know, what do they say? You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Yep. That's true.
And they're always so shocked that they've went one step too far.
Yeah.
I don't know. But for me, it's not... people can say stuff about me all the time or do stuff to me. I've never gotten angry about that. But when you physically do something to somebody I care about, then we're going to have issues.
Yeah.
And then the police don't matter. I will come find you, and I will take you out, and that'll be that. There's just a level that you can't go beyond.
Yep. I know. And you, once you hit that level, that's about it.
But some people lose their temper way too easy. They have no control. They get angry over the stupidest things.
Yeah.
Now, that'll kill you.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't imagine anybody hitting a woman. If I saw that, I would have to hurt somebody. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, Scott, now I really hope the mayor's not listening.
Well, you don't think the mayor's had to do that a few times at the hospital?
Take someone out?
Well, wait, you mean take someone out? I mean, you know, you have to take them outside and show them what it's all about.
I don't know, and I don't want to be a radio hog, but I just want to say this is by far, like, the coolest show you've done in a long time. Keep up the good work.
Well, no, I mean, no, seriously. Wow. I am an anybody around me, I'm not a yeller, I don't lose my temper. People,
I know, that's why this is awesome. Like, we're seeing a different side of you tonight.
No, but I, you know, it comes like once every 10 years. But
hey, I'm with you. There's not a lot of, I'm pretty much, you know, you go to work, pay your bills, mind your business, follow the laws, blah, 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 blah. But I am with you to 100%, both of you guys, my kids. That'd probably be the only thing worth going to jail over.
If you were in...
They're adults.
No, but see, well, yeah, but you know what? If you're in the hospital and you were there with an elderly person and...
Oh, man.
And they screamed...
My grandmother, when she had cancer, may God rest her soul, I was very protective of her. I mean, we never experienced anything like what you did, but I'm just saying, like, your tensions are high, your emotions are high. It wouldn't have took much to push me.
No, but you know what? I was very I said it pretty much just like I said it tonight. You know, when that... Because that girl, that nurse...
I couldn't imagine. I know how cool you are, like, when you do some of your little interviews and the things that you can ask people and so on and so forth. I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall.
Well, it pretty... You know, the
you
nurse...
You probably didn't even bat an eyelash when you were saying it, did you?
No, the nurse got all spazzy when I said, hey, stop that. And she said, well, I got to get her out of here. I
but
need this
just
room.
Like you said, Scott, people that are obnoxious, when you put them in their place, they're always offended. Like, you know, I guess they assume you'll just take it.
Well, like that poor security guard. You know, I didn't yell
that
at that
terrible.
Man.
That was probably someone's grandpa.
Well, probably. I'm sure it was somebody's great-grandpa the way he moved. But poor man.
Can you imagine how embarrassed he was?
And I felt bad for him.
You should have just went with him.
He should not have been in that position. I was trying to get him Social Security and out the door.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear Lord. But no, I anybody would vouch for me. It's people who know me and are around me all the time. I don't yell. It's just not in me. I don't have tempers. I don't have moods. People think I do, and there's some kind of phony baloney personality on the radio. But you could ask anybody who was around me. That's pretty well how I am. Don't you think, Angie?
I do think that.
Yeah, It just, I don't have that emotional side.
Both of you guys seem pretty calm and, you know, whatnot, but we all have our triggers and family. That's, for most people, that's it. You mess with their family and it's game over.
You know, I remember saying my final words to that security guard were, if you don't move quickly, you might get tongue food.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, have a good show, y'all.
Thank you.
The old tongue foo about came out that night on that guy. God bless his heart. Poor man. I don't know what became of him. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got a few minutes left in the show tonight. I think there are just levels we can't go beyond in our life. We gotta have some kind of toleration. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, maybe you can share a cell with Judge Warner.
You know, maybe I would do it in that situation. You know, there are certain situations, much like that particular one I just explained, where you just have to throw the fear of consequences out because you know you are in the right.
Yeah, you're gonna be in the wrong, but you're in the right.
That's right. If you feel you're right, then at that particular point, I would have never battered anybody. I don't think I've ever hit anybody in my life, and I can't imagine doing it. But the words, I think, you know, sometimes words are very, these people didn't know what to do. Because I think they couldn't think quick enough to handle the situation that was happening. I don't think they'd ever encountered that. That's what it looked like.
But if you resist in any way, you know, they're going to get you for...
Well, I don't think this guy was a police officer. Matter of fact, I don't even think he was conscious for most of this conversation. No, I know. He looked a little... These security guards are not police officers. They put on these badges, but look at the badge. You know,
well, the ones out there at the hospital, I think all the security guards now carry guns at the hospital.
Oh, it's probably because of that episode I had a few years ago there. After that, they had to arm up.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, no, I think, you know, I just, this poor man, if I'm his biggest consequence, I can't imagine if a gang member went in there, this guy would have been dead.
Yeah.
Poor man, he should be happy I was putting him through some kind of training where he doesn't have to be worried, because I'll tell you, if I'd have been somebody, you know, from the certain side of town, this guy would have been in trouble.
Well, a lot of the security people are that way. They just know most of the people are going to, you know, by what somebody in uniform says.
You've never seen... I'll tell you who's the worst, though, is, and I hate to say this, but there's certain girls and women, they will just start swinging and pulling hair and all this sort of thing. Now, nobody ever sends them off to the paddy wagon.
No, because it's too much fun to watch.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. It's a truthful story. It's an honest story. But again, it was weird because if you would have watched it, I'm talking in this tone. You know, do you need this room? You're going to need this room in a few minutes. That's exactly how, and when the security guard approached, I said, you're here to take me away? You know, I said, you might need to be taken away. You know, isn't there a donut somewhere with your name on it? It was like this. It wasn't a great, big, emotional, high-pitched thing. But sometimes you have to say things to people that, you know, lets them know that you have hit your level.
But you really said the donut thing?
As I remember it, yes. And I did. I remember trying to critique his job at that point. And I said, I think you need other people. I think maybe you need a billy club or a gun or a stun gun or something. Because I don't think you're going to get it. I don't think you're going to get this job done. I hate to tell you.
Yeah. The next step, they probably would have called the cops.
Well, now see, now then I would have been peaceful.
Yeah.
Because I know the cops can, they can, you know, cuff me and put me in the thing. But this guy, he had no authority.
Right. I'm sure they call the cops all the time on people at the hospital.
Yeah, but would that stop you if you were if they were hurting somebody that you cared about? Would the threat of that worry you?
Probably not.
There you go. And so it goes on another Friday night, as they say. I don't know. I've seen a lot of people go crazy. And I'm not usually, and I was fully within, I knew exactly what I was doing. And as I say, the hospital called and apologized. Now, whether they meant it, I don't know, but they did.
Yeah, well, at least they did that.
I don't know if I came on the air and told that story and that's why they got, I probably did. You know, but sorry, it was true. You cannot get somebody for any kind of libel if it's a true story.
Yeah.
And that was a true story. All right. Got anything left to say?
I don't think so.
We're all done. For this Friday night, wherever you are, enjoy yourself. For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh71.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH.